Hi, friend. This is Alex McRobbs, founder of the Mindful Life Practice, and you're listening to the Sober Yoga Girl podcast. I'm a Canadian who moved across the world to the Middle East at age 23, and I never went back. I got sober in 2019, and I now live full-time in Bali, Indonesia. I've made it my mission to help other women around the world stop drinking, start yoga, and change their lives through my online Sober Girls Yoga community. You're not alone, and a sober life can be fun and fulfilling. Let me show you how.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our Bar in the World. It is our weekly conversation we have about yoga philosophy and living yoga and sobriety and all these things that come together. Now, I will give everyone a warning, which is that I'm in a hotel right now and the Wi-Fi is inconsistent, and I tried to get on my hotspot and my hotspot wouldn't get working. So if this suddenly cuts out in the middle, it's my fault. It's Bali's fault. but we're going to give it a go and see how far it goes. And it looks like we're working and we're live. Well, there's six people watching. Amazing. And Mimi has said good morning. Anyone else that's tuned in and watching, let us know where you are in the world. And how are you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing well. It's Monday morning here and I am just having coffee and waking up, getting ready to start the week. And I, as always, love starting it off with you in these chats.
Amazing. I love it too. It's so nice because we have this like great conversation, but then it's like, I get to see you every week for like a little catch up before the week starts. It's really nice. So happy to be here. I went to my first 12-step meeting today. I'm like, I wonder if I'm allowed to talk about this because it's supposed to be anonymous. I think I share that I've been, I don't know. I'd have to ask, but I really enjoyed it. I was saying to my friend that I went with that I feel like it felt really similar to what we do, just with different themes. Like everyone in the room, it was like a structured share where people got to share about their sober journeys, but it wasn't like people weren't talking about yoga or like feminism or like the types of things that we focus on. So it felt really familiar, but also different. And it was nice. It was nice. I would love to hear. I know there's lots of people in the group that do 12-step and that don't do. And if you have gone before, I would love to hear like your reflections, if you find similarities between our meetings or anything like that.
Amazing. Yeah.
So we are on the fourth Yama today. And if you've been watching along with us, we've been doing this for 4 weeks where we get together and chat about one of the Yamas of yoga. And today's is Brahmacharya or Brahmacharya. I don't know if it's a char or ka. Brahmacharya or Brahmacharya. Do you know?
I don't. I say Brahmacharya, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay. I'm not 100% sure. but Brahmacharya or Brahmacharya it's translated into moderation. And, you know, I have to say when I was posting about us doing this topic, I tried to restrain from the word moderation. And the reason why was because I didn't want people to think that it was like a conversation about moderating alcohol, which I think that word jumps to that. Mm-hmm. And so I really love the way that it's been defined here, which I use the word today, non-excess, when I was describing this. And it's basically refraining from overindulgence with food, sleep, pleasure, and work, and cultivating a sense of sacredness in everything you do. And so I think for that, it looks different for everyone. And like for the example of alcohol, the practice of moderation, I would say if you're someone that finds that you are always drinking to excess or you're drinking regularly, then it might mean to like totally abstain. And that doesn't mean that you're not practicing moderation. You're just like finding your relationship with the thing that works for you. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah. And I agree. I think that sometimes it's finding like, if it's something that's not serving us and not benefiting mm-hmm. us, then you make a decision of whether it should be in our lives or not. And that is a right. practice of it. So whether it's the opposite of non-excess, it's avoiding something that's not good for us and then inviting space in for things that are. And then that's kind of, I think, where that moderation piece comes in, because then whatever it is that is good for us is kind of coming into our lives in a moderation perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. What does it look like in your life to be like living with this yama?
Yeah. So I think like all of us have or can have periods where we have habits that drain our energy or take our energy. And so for me, that can be not getting enough sleep, maybe overworking or not having that balance between work and life. It could be, we were just kind of chatting before, it could be like binge eating foods that aren't, you know, good for your system. And like today I'm having an inflammatory response from, you know, overeating foods that on the weekend that I'm just sensitive to. And while I don't regret that because it was an amazing weekend, it's just I'm now having to, because so I went in excess on the weekend and now I'm kind of going away from it. But I think for me, it's kind of identifying what are those habits that take from my energy or take from my peace, whatever it is. And so for a lot of that for me can be the work-life balance component. And I've had like a little bit of a fluid relationship with that of trying to kind of find that middle. And I think it can sway at times, but it's always kind of coming back to like, where is that middle where you feel like your energy is there, it's not drained and you're kind of balanced. And so for me, it's a lot of like just gaining that awareness of, okay, what are those habits and behaviors that drain my energy? And then how can I replace those with healthier ones? And again, it's fluid, but if we prioritize kind of the things that bring us more of that high vibration energy, that positive energy, we can start to experience more of that, I don't know, moderation, balanced way of living. So I think for me, a lot of the ways it shows up is with sleep, work, and, I mean, caffeine, but that's one I'm not going to talk about today because I love my coffee, but also just like the foods, like I'm just a very sensitive person to a lot of food. So it's something I have to watch. But I think we can also experience it in our yoga practice where you can be like, so in your yoga practice and then you can fall right away from it. And then it's kind of coming back to like where that is. Yeah,
totally. And it's funny that you bring up the food thing because, okay, today after I started out as well, but after the meeting, I had a cheeseburger, a cheeseburger with bacon fries. And then I went and had a chocolate smoothie and, a matcha latte. And then I had spring rolls. And then I was walking on the beach at sunset and I was like, I feel a bit sick. My friend was like, oh, I wonder why. And I was like, I know exactly why. It's because this is like the lineup of things I've eaten in the last 6 hours. And I think a big thing is like cultivating a sense of mindfulness around, and I didn't have this for
live.
Oh, okay. My Wi-Fi cut out, but we're back on.
You're back.
Okay, great.
Hopefully the live is still happening.
But I think since before I got sober, like it was in sobriety when I first started to understand, because I was just putting so much stuff into my system, like social media and alcohol and caffeine and sugar. And I didn't have any awareness around like how each of these things that were coming into me were impacting me until I slowly started to isolate them. And then I made connections of like, oh, alcohol makes me anxious and depressed. Oh, sugar makes me have like this energy crash and high. Oh, being submerged on social media makes me feel bad about myself. And then once you start to have mindfulness around how things impact you, and you don't have to be perfect, like both of us are both teachers and leaders, and we've both given examples from our current life of how we've gone astray. And then that constant practice, it's a practice, and you're just reminding yourself and you're going back on the path of like, oh yeah, this is not working for me. I need to go back to what's working. And then you just start again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I think that's a huge one that I completely missed is the social media and our consumption of it. Like, I the best way I can describe it is just like the mindless scrolling. Like you can just get sucked into that world and then like hours go by and you're like, what did I just do with my time? And so I think it's again, just not beating ourselves up over it. We're all human and we all are going to kind of have periods where we, you know, you're fluid between the two, but it's really just having that awareness of like, what creates that high vibration energy in you? What creates the low vibration energy in you? And where can you try to kind of find the middle or closer to the high vibration? And I think you talk about that so much in yoga, right? Like allowing your, what is your words? Like the body to find the moment and the mind to find the middle. Or something. And I think that's exactly the practice. We have enough in our lives that's telling us like how to be, what to be, where we can start to feel bad about ourselves, but it's coming in with that just loving compassion. And again, the whole notion of the ahimsa coming into this one of creating that compassion and just the loving awareness of like what feels good, what doesn't, and just bringing yourself back into that center.
Yeah, I love that. And that finding the middle concept comes from Rolf Gates, by the way. That was what he was teaching on the training I did with him. Yeah. He also had another one, flow like water and end like fire, which I say all the time. And people were saying it on, it was so funny at the end of my yoga teacher training, people were referencing like the things that I said, and that's one of them. And it's so cool how you like your words get passed from like people to people and just seeing that connection.
Oh, anyway, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. And yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the other thing I thought about is just the whole notion of just allowing ourselves to just also slow down and take a moment to kind of connect into the senses, because I think we're in such a fast paced lifestyle. So it's not uncommon for us to even go, I don't know, like an entire afternoon, an entire day with not taking a sip of water or not doing anything to nourish ourselves, because we're just like, go, 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 go. And so we lose kind of track of what we're consuming in that time, because you're almost just in like this autopilot state. And so sometimes it's just giving ourselves that permission to slow down, kind of connect into our senses, take a few deep breaths, being present with what we're eating, what we're drinking, checking in with our body kind of regularly and observing anything, and just not being afraid to say no. Like I think there's so much fear around saying no to something because there's so much of that, like, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out on something, because if you say no, like what happens, what are you going to miss, et cetera. But I think anyone who's a good friend isn't going to mind if you say no, because they're going to understand that you need rest and you need time for yourself. And so it's making the sacrifice of like, I'm not going to go to this because I'm going to care for myself time. I have a bubble bath. I'm going to, you know, go to bed early. I'm going to treat myself to a nourishing meal, whatever it is. And just not being afraid to miss out on something for your own well-being.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's such a good example.
Yeah. I've had to, that, and that's been a practice. I had to learn that because I was constantly the yes person. Like I would say yes to anything that my manager or work asked me. I would say yes to all of my friends. I would just say yes. And then I'm like, why am I so tired? And, you know, I think it's just like reflecting and being okay, saying, you know what? No, like I would love to, but I'm going to do something for myself tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's such a great example. I think I've become more and more that way with work. I used to take calls at like the most ridiculous times, and I would teach yoga all week and multiple times a day because I wanted to like meet different time zones and accommodate different people. And I was actually thinking yesterday about how I used to run this Europe yoga class it was like 4 PM in Bali, which I had specifically put on the schedule for people in the UK to come at 8 AM. And after consistently a couple of months of one, two, or no one showing up, I just took the class off the schedule. And I was thinking about it yesterday because one of those people now comes to the other class. He's just moved his schedule to come to the one that I'm offering. And I'm like, that's such a perfect example of like, I was massively overworking myself, but it ended up working for him to just move his schedule to come to what I was offering. And now I'm not overextending myself. And it just ended up working for him. So I think sometimes we overextend ourselves to try and please everyone, but in the end they'll make it work for them if they really want to be part of what you're offering or your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going to pull up and see. I've minimized the live. I'm just seeing, we don't have any questions. If anyone has any questions as they're watching, feel free to type them in the chat. I love the interaction that we get on these and conversations about moderation. I'm going to share some journal prompts for all of you. So these are some things that you could journal about on this topic this week. In what area of my life do I need more balance? Where in my life can I pull back on excess attention? Am I currently honoring myself and my friends, my partners, my colleagues in our relationships? In what area of my life do I procrastinate? And I'll share my main thing because it's so funny because I recently had this like big drama with my yoga teacher training students around like phone use in the morning. And I've been thinking a lot about how I feel like it's like maybe like it definitely is a rule, but I also am like, maybe I'm projecting my own phone issues onto them because I have like a really serious phone addiction. And I was sharing this week that one of the things that I want to go into this week with is not using my phone until like middle of the day, because I don't need my phone until the middle of the day. So right now my routine is like, I get up at 5 AM. I ride my motorbike. I teach morning breath work, morning meditation. morning asana practice, have breakfast, teach an asana clinic. And 12 is when I'm out of like the yoga teacher training school for the day on most days. And so I'm lucky and then I get straight to work and do my thing and whatever. But I just feel like my phone just sucks me into the drama of like things that I could really sort out later in the day, you know, like so-and-so needs this or that or whatever. And it's really not going to matter if it takes me a few more hours to respond to their message, but it's going to help me stay in like this high vibration mind state away from all the drama of like this little box. So anyway, I have another phone that is an old phone that I used to use for work. And I'm thinking about charging it up and having it like totally disconnected from Wi-Fi and data and just using it as like an alarm clock. And if I have anything that I need to do, like write a note or something or use Google Maps, then I can like use that, but then keep this one off throughout the morning. That's my plan. I'm going to start that maybe tomorrow, maybe not, because tomorrow's my last day of vacation. Maybe I'll start it on Tuesday, Wednesday. but I'm wondering what's, do you have an intention for like moderation or brahmacharya for your week this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great question. I too have an issue with my phone. So I think there's definitely some work there that I could do of just being more intentional with how I start my mornings. Like I feel my best when I wake up, have my coffee, do a little meditation, and just am kind of present. So I think there's a way to like pause apps. I might try and like explore what that looks like so I can pause them to a certain time so that I can't even physically click into them. Because I mean, there's so much that we're just so used to doing and it just opens up and your finger automatically like clicks on Instagram or whatever. So I think I'm going to start to invite more meditation in to my mornings. The other thing I've been doing, and we're going to continue doing it, I think I talked about it last week, is with Sarah, we've been doing mindful sweat that's every so single awesome. Morning. Yeah. So we're going to do that again this week. So that's a really great way to start my morning. If I do a little meditation, some mindful sweat. And then I think for me, it's kind of returning into that high vibration, just a little bit of focusing on what my work life looks like this week. I'm going into another busy week and just really ensuring that I get out during the day. I take my breaks. I take those moments to nourish myself throughout the day, to pause and connect in with how I'm feeling. Because when I'm doing that, I'm much more present in the evening with my family. Because if I'm not caring for myself during the workday, I'm tired, I'm maybe grumpy or whatever in the evening. And so I think it's just finding that balance with work and caring for myself throughout the day. And right now for me, that looks like going for a walk on my lunch, having my lunch and then taking myself out for a walk just in nature, not with my phone. Well, my phone, I like to listen to the bird app, but that's what I do on my phone. And just kind of really be present with myself. And so I think that's what I'm going to carry through this week. And also just continuing the practice of saying no to what doesn't feel good and resonate with me.
Love that. Love that answer. And Sarah is watching and Sarah says, yes, yay to daily yoga. And I need to lessen my phone use as well. It's really easy to lose time in electronics. Yeah. So true.
Absolutely.
And I have such mixed feelings about it, like so mixed, because on the one hand, it's like, we would not all be together if it weren't for social media. So it's like obviously a force for good and it's brought me to so many people. And then on the other hand, it's like just this vortex of like, you know, last week or the past few weeks, it's been like this for me, it's been like this TikTok vortex of like the Eras Tour and like Instagram Reels. And like now it's shifted to this vortex of like, I like watching everyone's commentary on the Barbie movie and I'll just like watch that for like hours. Before that. And it's weird because it's like I feel quite connected to people and I love hearing people's opinions that resonate with me. But then it's like, okay, I'm also like, I don't feel that great about being like sucked into my electronics for this long. So it's like finding moderation, the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've inspired me to go see that movie.
Oh my gosh, you have to. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you the craziest thing. I know we're still alive, but I posted in the Facebook group saying, what do you guys think of the Barbie movie? And someone commented saying, it was awful. It was so bad, complete waste of whatever, whatever. And you know what's wild? I knew it was a man. I was like, how did this man get into the Sober Girls Yoga Facebook group? I clicked his profile and it was man. Like I was going through his photos and I'm like, how is this guy here? And I think because he had a gender neutral name, but isn't that so funny how I was like, this comment would not be here. Like even if it was someone who disliked the movie, they wouldn't use such harsh words. Yeah. You know, like there's been female participants of the group that have said, you know, I didn't care for it that much. And that's like a different response than being like, it was a horrible waste of like, anyway, yes. So I've removed him from the group, but it's okay to have different opinions on things. Totally. But keeping them in our usual, like, you know, safe space, which it always is in our group of like a safe discussion. Yeah. But definitely watch the movie. Let me know what you think.
I will. Absolutely.
Oh, all right. On that note, have a great Monday. Have a great Monday, everyone. And we're going to be back next week with our last Yama, which is I think it might be one of my favorites. Operaha, letting go. Oh, good shot on that.
That's a good one.
All right.
Look forward to it.
See you all soon.
See you soon.
Hi, friend. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Sober Yoga Girl Podcast. This community wouldn't exist without you here, so thank you. It would be massively helpful if you could subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast so it can reach more people. If we haven't met yet in real life, please come get your 1 week free trial of the Sober Girls Yoga membership and see what we're all about. Sending you love and light wherever you are in the world.